the rest of the story. James Cleveland loved the game of golf, yet such were the demands of his business that he seldom had time to play. Then one Saturday morning, he called his golfing buddies together, told them he'd taken the day off. What about it? Meet you on the first tee, they said. Jim met him on the first tee. His drive, his first golf swing, well, first he'd made in more weekends than he could remember, was a whopper. So astonishing, in fact, that his pal stepped it off. 300 yards on the nose. That's a big drive. Jim proudly prepared for his second shot, an iron to the green, but nobody would remember its effect on the ball because at some point in that second downswing, something inside Jim's body snapped. Crying out in pain, he crumpled to the soft fairway grass. Nothing like it had ever happened before, he told the men from the ambulance as they were taking him away. It had been a sudden knife-like pain that started in his back and moved downward through his legs, and then slowly the pain went away until it was completely gone. In fact, until all sensation was gone, from the waist down, Jim was paralyzed. Well, the next thing he knew, Jim was flat on his back in a hospital bed, and a neurosurgeon was telling him the rest of the story. Not one spinal disc, but several of them had ruptured, had shifted out of place, and caused considerable damage. What had happened would almost certainly happen again, the surgeon said, without major surgery on Jim's spine. Will I live without an operation? Jim wanted to know. The surgeon said, yes, if you call that living. Jim said he would think about it. Overnight, the discomfort subsided. The next day, he went home. That same day, Jim went out again, and 3 hours later, the same doctor was standing at his hospital bedside. There was no escaping it now. I want you to cut on me, Jim said. But you have to know something. I don't want you to do it halfway. I want to get out of this bed and walk and move as I used to, or I don't want to get out at all. And the surgeon understood, and he operated on May 18, 1965. Afterward, the 51-year-old patient spent motionless days on his back, bound up in an assortment of braces and casts. His recuperation was slow, tedious, but Jim did recuperate. And one day he decided it was time to give his new back the ultimate test, a round of golf, and then another, and then another. And then after some weeks of preparation, just 2 months after his touch-and-go back surgery, Jim entered his course championship event, and he won. Playing against skilled golfers half his age, he won. And understandably, that trophy was among Jim's most treasured. And it would take its place on the mantelpiece right next to the gold medals. Jim's four. 1, 2, 3, 4 Olympic gold medals. This man whose courage and determination had propelled him from a hospital bed to a local golf championship in only 9 weeks had used that same courage and that same determination against a legion of world-class athletes, and in 1936 in a stadium in Berlin, Germany, against Adolf Hitler himself. Of course, you know track star James Cleveland Owens simply as Jesse Owens. Only now you know the rest of the story.